Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beitza daf Lamed Gimel 33 Lamed Gimel, and we continue here in the third parak of Maseches Beitza, parak Ein Sadin, and we're talking about the line in the Mishnah of the Chachamim relating to sharpening one's knife, Ein Mashgich or weighing. Well, we'll get to sharpening, weighing one's meats. On Yada, the Mishnah had said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person could be shokel basar keneged kliu keneged a kofetz. Means that a person could weigh in an unusual manner. Again, weighing is a weekday activity, a part of the mekach u'memkar business. So the Rabbi Yehuda says you do it in an unusual way. You put, instead of putting a weight that you normally do on the other side of the scale, so you put a cup and or a knife that you know exactly how much it weighs. And then you'll be weighing it in an unusual way, and that's already a kiyum of kavod yantav. You're not doing a ma'isa chol. And the chacham say, no, you're not mashgiach b'kaf mazayim kol iker. Sounds like a very strong lashon that it's including something that you don't look at it. You don't use it at all. So it sounds like it's including something even more. So what is that emphasizing? So the last line we said in the last year was including that it's not allowed on yantav, even though it's allowed for b'chor. Right, we know there's an isser of treating a bechor, even though a bechor, even if it gets a mum kavua, so it loses its status, but there's still some vestige of status, and therefore you can't weigh it in the normal way. There's an isser by bechor. So the Mishnah said, though, that you're allowed to weigh mana kenegan man. If you know how, you have one piece of meat and you know how much that weighs, and you put it on the other side of the scales, then you could do that by bechor. So the that only applies that, right? That's a Mishnah. But Rabbi Rabba and Rabbi Shimon Barabbi repeated that to emphasize to us that that's only mutter by a bechor on a weekday. But by yantif, with the isser of weighing on yantif, that's more chamor. That's more serious than the isser of weighing a bechor. And that's what's being emphasized by the Rabbanan, that e mashgichan, you don't use a kalikar, meaning even mana kenegan mana, which is mutter by bechor, it is not going to be mutter by yantif. So that's what's being included by the Rabbanan's statement of ein, you don't use a kalikar. Rabbi Avun, so now we're up to the second idea. Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Shmuel says a different idea of what that's including. Afilu litzloso b'kaf moznayim, mipnei ha'achbarim aser. Even if I'm going to put it on a scale. I'm just going to put it on a scale to keep it hanging. The scales were hanging from the roof. And if you put something on the scale, then it protects it from mice, says the Shmuel, even that's aser. You can't use the scale, right? Even if your kavana is not to use the scale for weighing, it's just to use the scale to protect it from the mice, that also is not allowed. That's what's being included in that line of a mashgichin kol iker. And the third, relating to the second, Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, lo mitamazeh. No, Rabbi Yossi Barbun argues, Anjibol says, that's not what a mashgichin is including. That's not what it's including, says the Charedim, polig ashmuel. Rabbi Yossi is arguing on Shmuel, va'amar, delo menatamazeh amru chachamim kalikr. That's not what's being referred to in the Mishnah. Velo amar v'chachamim osrim. Right? It didn't just say cham osrim. What's going on here? It's actually being more restrictive, not more inclusive, says the Gemara. Lo mitamazeh, ella, begin to tanin, and since we learn what the Tanakhama, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda omar shok adam basar keneged akliyo keneged akofiz. Or kofitz, the type Rabbi Yehuda said that you could do this type of unusual types of weighing. That's all the chachamim are arguing on. That you can't do. Chacham omrim emashkiach megabazim kol iker. That's all that you can't do. But something that wasn't discussed by Rabbi Yehuda, like hanging it to protect it from mice, that wasn't discussed, and the Rabbanan would allow that. Hatanya kadmaya, the first opinion, Rabbi Yehuda savar meimer mashgichin. Rabbi Yehuda says you're mashgichin, meaning you can use you can't do it in an unusual way. The Chachamim just argue on that and say you can't do it in that unusual way. But for something other than that, halitz losa b'kaf mazayim bnei achbarim mutter, but hanging it from achbarim, that would be allowed. They are just arguing on what exactly Rabbi Yehuda matir, but something that he didn't discuss that would be allowed. This whole idea of hanging it from the mice reminds us a little bit of the whole gzeira of Yadayim. The whole gzeira that's mentioned in Maseches Yadayim of Kisvei HaKodesh. The third parak in Yadayim talk about the Isser, or not the Isser, the Halacha Midrabanan of Svarim being Metamas Yadayim. You think that's so strange, right? The holiest books that we have are Sifrei Torah and Sifrei Tanakh, and the Mishnah says there, yeah, they cause Tumah. They have the status of a Sheni LaTumah. What is that? Why Sheni LaTumah? So the Mefarshim explained that Chazal were goes there because in the days of old, the Kohanim wanted to make sure their Truma stayed Tahar. So where should you put it? If you put it in the regular place where food is in your home, so then it might become Tameh. It might touch some other Tameh foods. So what they do? They put it in the Aron Kodesh. They put it in a place where the special, where all the Sfarim, the Sifrei Kodesh were. They figured nothing Tameh is going to be there. The problem is if you put the Truma there, that's food. That's going to bring to animals coming and trying to nibble on the food. And if they nibble on the food, they'll also come nibble on the Sfarim that are there. So the Chachamim made an unbelievable gzera, that if Truma touches a Sefer Torah, it becomes Tameh. If a Truma touches any Sefer and Tanakh, it becomes Tameh, because there's the Kisvei HaKodesh at the status of Asheni Latuma. And that's what's discussed in Yadayim when the Chazal want to tell us whether something is included in Tanakh or not included, whether it has full status of Kisvei HaKodesh. That's the language they use. Mitame es hayadayim. Mitame es hayadayim. Look in the last Mishnah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. The last Mishnah in that Perek, that's where all the different definitions of Svarim are. Sefer Shenimchak, V'nishtar Bo Pehe Osios. If you have a Sefer Torah that got rubbed out, it was water damaged, and all you have left is 85 letters on the whole Sefer Torah, Kepashas Vahib and So Ha'aron, Mitame es hayadayim. It still has the status of a Sefer. So if you have 85 letters left, that's good enough, because the smallest sefer of Ahi B'Tzoa, we know it's separated, the Gemara in Shabbos, talks about that it's a separate section. So that's the minimum. But then the Mishnah says, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh B'Tamei Es Yadayim. All Kisvei HaKodesh are B'Tamei Es Yadayim. Right? That's the language used. All based on the worry about Achbarim getting it. Right? That's like our Mishnah says, right? That whether you're allowed to hang the meat, that's actual food. But here it was the true man, the Tumas Yadayim. And there the Mishnah, this is quoted in Maseches Megillah as well, you know, the specific Svarim that have controversy about them, right? That question whether they are Metamei Es Yadayim. Shira Shirim and Koheles are Metamei Es Yadayim according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says Shira Shirim is Metamei Es Yadayim. Koheles is a Machlokas. Koheles is a Machlokas. Maybe Koheles is just from Shlomo HaMelech. Another day of Koheles is not Metamei Es Yadayim. Shira Shirim is a Machlokas. Reb Shimon, right, different day is about Shira Shirim and Koheles. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Chas v'shalom lo nechlak adam Yisrael al Shira Shirim. Right? Nobody ever said, Rabbi Akiva says, about Shira Shirim that it's not included. Shalot HaMais Yadayim. She'ein kala olam kulo kedai, kiyom she'nitan bo Shira Shirim l'Yisrael. The greatest day in the history of the Jewish people was the day that Shlomo HaMelech gave Shira Shirim to Klal Yisrael. She'kal k'suvim kodesh, v'shir HaShirim, kodesh kodashim. That's the line of Rabbi Akiva. But this is the context. The context is in the sugya of Tumas Yadayim and to prevent it from the Achbarim getting it. So that's what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says that when it comes to hanging meat on the scales to prevent it from Achbarim, so that's a Machlokas. Machlokas Amoraim here about whether that is allowed on Yantif, whether you're even allowed to hang it, because, you know, people might think it's still a zilzal of Yantif. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Kuf, Sif Beis, which open it, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Tav Kuf Sif Beis, in Hilchos Yantif, about this, just find it here, the Shulchan Aruch says, Dina Nitzrach Labasar Hechi is Naig. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about how you buy, right, you don't use any prices. Shulchan Aruch says, Osir Lishkol Basar Afila Bebeso, Leida Kama Yevashel. You can't weigh the meat, even though if you want to know how much to cook it. Even if you're weighing it, you're just putting it in the scale to prevent it from achbarim going there. If it's the normal place where you weigh meat, so that is not allowed. That's not allowed. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Lechumra in this regard. The Bir Halacha says Mashba b'makom acher afilu hitzluya mutter. The Havi Akeira, if it's in a different place, so then it is okay. Achein Divrei Rambam, Muchach, the Kolshom, Maznaim, Tluyim, Aser, Vitzarach, Yen. See, quotes the Machlokas, we've shown him about if you have it in a scale, but not in the normal place that you weigh. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like only Aser in the normal place that you weigh it, while the Rambam seems to say that would be Aser, in any case. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tini, we quote a Braisa. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, af mifayis hu adam es atzmo belitra. A person is allowed to weigh on Yontif a piece of meat after he bought it. He bought it, it's his. He just doesn't know how much it weighs because he wants to know, because you weren't allowed to weigh it when you bought it. So he doesn't weigh it when he bought it, but he wants to know, you know, how much it is to know if he got the right amount from the seller. So he's allowed to do that in his own home because that's post the transaction. Af mefayis hu adam es atzmo belitra. Leida mama gihigielo, what he got? So again, is this arguing on Shmuel earlier? Maybe, right? Shmuel who said earlier that, you know, you can't even hang it to guard it, but here you're hanging it. Unless here you're not hanging it, you're just putting it in for a second to know how much it weighs. Unclear exactly whether these go together. That's what Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, that to figure out yourself how much it weighs, you're allowed to do that. Kahada, like the following, Rabbi Mana, the Hada, Rabbi Mana, Zavan, Charev, and the Shmita, Rabbi Mana once brought caribs of Shmita. And he wanted to know, at the time, there's an isser of doing business in the normal way with Shmita produce. So after he has it at home, he wants to know how much he got. So Zohar Charuva de Shmita, he bought carob de Shmita. Also, Shalom Chizkiya. So yes, Rabbi Chizkiya. Yes, Rabbi Chizkiya. Okay, am I allowed to weigh it now? Right, says the Charetim. Chana oso b'shvias below Mishkal. Right, he bought it during Shvias, during Shmita, without weighing it. Kid Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in the 8th parak of Shvias, Ein mochrin peos shvias, lo b'mida, v'lo b'mishkal, v'lo b'minyan. You can't sell peos shvias with exactness. You can do it estimation. So he did it with estimation. So now he wants to know how much he got. Right? Also, Shalom Rabbi Chizkiya, am I allowed to do this? So Amar Lei, yeah. Nohagin Rabbanan, katad Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Rabbanan are no way like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Meaning, just like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you're allowed to do that on Yontif, so too, we're allowed to do that Shmita. Right? So that's the two, the parallel that we have of weighing it. Again, the halachas of Shmita are vast. Are vast. You just look at the Rambam in the Koteret of Hilchos Shmita, how many halachas there are. The Rambam writes, in beginning of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel have 22 mitzvos. 22 mitzvos in Shmita V'Yovel, 9 mitzvos asay and 13 mitzvos lo asay. Right, there's the mitzvah of Shvisas Ha'aretz. There's the Isser that has to do with the Avodas Karka. There's the Isser that has to do with the Shmitas Ksafim. There's also relating to general business during Shmita and Yovel. And the Rambam includes other halachas there too. But again, that's the many, many different details of right, la'achla velo l'schora. As Chazal say, and the Ramban discusses whether the la'achla is a separate mitzvah say. Okay, so that's where Rimana does that. To me, next brisa, hatabach lo yeshok lo biyado, umeniach she yado kalitrihi. What does this mean? The butcher shouldn't shokel yado meniach. Really, what this means is that pick it up in his hand. He shouldn't even weigh it in his hand. Because weighing it, even if you don't use a scale, if the tabach is an expert and he can pick up the piece of meat, and he could weigh it in that way, that's also what he normally does during the week, so that's why it's a problem, says the Karban Eida. He does it during the week, as if he's using a regular scale, so he can't just pick it up. But what exactly does this mean? This is a machlokas rishon. This Bryce is also quoted in the Bavli, on Daf Chav Ches. And Rashi there says, what does this mean? If the tabach takes the meat in one hand and takes a weight in the other hand. That's what Rashi says the case is. Rashi says here, on the top of Chav Ches and Aleph, Lechos ha-litra biyado achas, v'ha-basar biyado acheres. To hold the litra in one hand and the basar in the other hand. U'lechavein, to bechonami, kiven to uman hu bekach, urche b'hachi. Since he's an expert in this, so this is what he does. And this is his regular weighing, and that's why it would be an uvdin dechol, and it would be a problem. Other Rishonim do not like this, don't agree with this, the Rashba, and if you look in the Karban Eida here, he quotes from the Rush, says, it doesn't sound that way from our Yerushalmi. What does it say? Lo yeshokel biyado meniach sheyado kalitrahi. What does it sound like? His hand is like a scale. Doesn't mean that you're using a scale and it's a problem. His hand is like a scale. It sounds like it's just in his hand. It's just in his hand, but because he's an expert in terms of how much things weigh, so that's why it is not allowed, even though you're not using any type of scale. Look at the Charedim. He quotes Rashi. Here's Rashi, Lechoz abasa biarachas, halosha biarachas, b'chavim ha-mishkal, v'harosh, chalak alav, da'afilu ein litra biyado ha-shein es aser. even if there's no litter in your second in Asar. The Lashon Zeshel Yerushalmi, Sha'amar, Mebreshi Yado, Kalitra Misayele, Ayerushalmi, sounds like the Rashi Pshat. The Mashma, Be'ein Litra, Biyado Klal Mairi. So the Rashi, to argue on Rashi, look in the Rashba. The Rashba also, argue on Rashi. The Rashba here on Daf Chavches, he quotes Rashi, and then he says, Ve'ena Mechuver Be'einai, De Dumya De'idach Achrisi. Aser lishkol b'mayim kamar. Also, parallel to the other case mentioned there. You can't weigh in water. She'ein sham zeichel litra. There's no weight involved. V'achanami lishkol b'yad she'yodea l'chavin bo mishkalo. Just weigh it with your hand. V'cheinira migemara de'b'nei ma'arava. And he quotes our Gemara. Sounds like they're away from Yerushalmi. And again, they're assuming the same Bryce as quoted, just a little different language in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So therefore, you see, you can learn, you could be mochiach, what the pshat of the Bavli is, from the language of the Yerushalmi. Well, that's what the Rashi is assuming, and the Rashi is assuming. And then he quotes the Tosefta. So the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi, says the Rashba, says the Rash, both seem like against Rashi, but again, according to Rashi, it sounds like just with your hand, Rashi maybe can't fathom. Rashi might hold this in machlokas, probably Yerushalmi, but he can't fathom that that would be a problem. Just lifting up me with your hand, you're not using a scale, that's uvdin dechol. So the other Rishonim would say, yeah, Rashi would say, no, that's not uvdin dechol, you're not using any type of scale. How could you say that that's uvdin dechol? Even though you do that during the week, but you're not using any type of scale. Okay, we continue. So the Braisa says, Matabach shouldn't do this weighing, aval chotechu besakin, v'noseim laze ulaze. But he's allowed to cut pieces and give it out. Meaning estimation that each one is basically equal, an equal portion, he can give them out. Give them out because he's not, measuring exactly the carbon aida, lo mechzik uvdin dechol. That doesn't look like uvdin dechol, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Okay. Tani, next price, ein margilin biyantif. The next, issues of covet yantif, margilin. What does that mean? Skinning. Right, taking off the skin, hefshit of an animal, ein margilin. The normal way to a cut is to make different cuts and cut it piece by piece. But what if a person wants to keep this, he wants to use this skin for a large container, a large kli? So then you start with the legs, from the word regel, ein margilin. You start with the legs, and then it's more of a tircha. You got to pull out the innards from the inside. You make a little incision, and then you pull it out from the legs. So you can't do that on yantif. Because why? Says the carbon eight, the torach gadol. Torach gadol, to try to skin the animal and then pull out everything from the inside. Look in the charedim, pirish rashi, ein margilin lahafshit kol ha'or shalem. Derech haraglayim, lasos mapuach. They used to use it for blowers, for people who blow into the fires, lenefochim, o lemocher dvash, v'shemen, or people who sell honey or oil, shenosin oso ba'oros, kvashim hamufshatim shlemim. These were good to use for kalim, right? So you can't do that on yantif because it's a tircha gadola. So emar gilin b'yantif. But also, lo b'chol b'bechor. Also, when it comes to, we mentioned b'chor, and b'chor, after it gets a mum, or psuli hamukdashim, even after it is redeemed, the carbon that got a mum. So all of these, you're also not allowed to skin it in this way. So why? So the yantif, we know the issue is you can't skin it in that way because it's a tircha gadola. What about bechor and psuli hamukdashim? Why can't you skin this in that way? So 2 days in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Avun, shaloye ka'ove bo avoda b'chayev. We know there's an isser of giza v'avoda for psuli hamukdashim. There's an isser of shearing and working it while it is alive. So says Rabbi Avun, right, a chiddush, but he says the animal's dead now. But if you skin the whole animal, like it's still attached to the animal, and you're already trying to use it to get this kli, so it's keilu. You're doing avoda b'chayav. You see the carbon aida? Avoda mamish lohavi. You're not actually doing work with the animal while it's alive. The kfar mesa. Ela kivan she'ose kli ba'odo mechubar bebehema. Since you're trying to make a utensil while it's still attached to the animal, nirek obed avoda. It's ki'ilu you're working with the animal while it's still alive. So that's why it's usher to do this by Bechor and Psule Hamukdashim. The Pnei Moshe has a different shot of what this means, Bechayev. If you do this, if you take the skin off as a whole, so then it's mashma that you were thinking about this the whole time, even when the animal was still alive. And you were like hoping and waiting for it to die so that you could take this off. Klomar says the Pnei Moshe, Shaloye Nira, Shemishamro bechayav lakach. Velasos avoda ba'or. If you do this right after the animal dies, they're like, oh, he's been waiting for this. He's been waiting to make this kli out of this carbon, right? So that's what, different shot. That's what he, Rabbi Avun says it means. Amr of Yusta Barshunam, Gazru Aleim Shlo Yiru Osam Adar Madar. The problem is that you could probably get a high yield and a good price on this skin. So you might, have many animals, you know, that, you have for Bechor and your Eder in order to be able to grow the skin and to, you know, have more animals. And it could lead to problems having a carbonos in your herds, without, shechting them, right away. Right? Adorim, Adorim. That is the, look at the carbon Eda. Right, or not only you get a better price, but you're going to wait to find somebody who wants this whole or, so you're not going to check there right away. Vasli de takala, lekizav avoda, upsulei magdashim. It's going to lead to problems. Ubechar asur bekizav avoda. Right, so therefore it's an issue. If you look in the Charedim, he says that these two answers are given in the Bavli as well, by Ravina and Rabbi Yossi bar Avin. And Daf Lamed Gimel, the Charedim here quotes. It says in the Bavli, Amar b'ma'arava. In Ma'arava. Ma'arava, that's what he says. The Bavli is quoting our Yerushalmi. Mishmei de Ravina, Amri b'nishinir kovid avodah b'kachim. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin Amar, Gzir shimigdal b'yamadar amadarim. Says the Charedim, it's the same two people. Right? Here it says, in the Bavli, it says Ravina. What does our say? Rabbi Avun. So the Charedim says Rabbi Avun in the Yerushalmi is Ravina in the Bavli. And Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, so he says you have to change that girsa. You have to change that girta. Right? It's a Tos Sofer. It should say Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, not Rabbi Yusta bar Shunam, as he says. But he said the same two people. Same two people as Ravina and Rabbi Avun make it into the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi. We know Ravina is one of the ones who put together the Gemara. When the Gemara in Bava Metzia, in a Agada context, but what does it say there? Ravina v'Rav Ashi Sof Hora'a. Ravina v'Rav Ashi Sof Hora. And the Gra says that is a halachic principle. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Rama actually. The Rama quotes in Choshen Mishpan and Simen Chaf Hei, in Hilchas Dayanim, Kol Dayan Shadon Din Amed Dine Mamanis V'ta. The Shulchan Aruch says, any judge that makes a mistake, Imtah b'dvar magluyim v'yiduim, if he makes an obvious mistake, could go Dinim HaMufurashim b'mishnah o b'gemara o b'divrei aposkim. He makes a mistake and on a beferish halacha. Choser hadin v'don and osok halacha. Then the din goes back. You're choser. You retract. The Rama miu yesh omrim dimnira l'dayin l'bnei doro. But says the Rama, if the dayan and his rabbanim of his bezdin decide mikoch rayos mechrachos through clear cut proofs she'ein adin kaboshuska reposkim, that it's not against what it says in the poskim. The Shulchan Aruch's language is if he says something against the Mishnah, the Gemara, or the poskim. The Rama says, if the Dayan and the Bnei Dora thinks against the poskim, yacholach lokalav. Me'achar shinoniskar b'gemara. So the Rama adds, you could argue on the last one. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, if there's a mistake made against the Mishnah Gemara poskim, so that's a prop, that's a choser adin. The Rama says, the poskim one, you're able to go back. Why? If you know from clear-cut rayas, so then that's, that would be okay. Might not be a great idea, but that's what if you think, since it's not in the Gemara, says the Bir HaGra on that Rama, where does Rama get this from? That since it's not in the Gemara, you're allowed to argue mashma, that if it's in the Gemara, you can't touch it. You can't touch it. Says the Gra, right there on that Rama. Me'achar shloniska b'Gemara, da'al ha'Gemara, ein reshus lahosif v'lo l'groa. You can't add on an iota to the Gemara. You can't be take away. Kol shekein lachlok. Kamosha Kasa Vaparaka Paul, and he quotes his Gemara in Bamatsiya Pevav, Ravina Varavashi, Sof Hora. You can't argue on the Gemara. That's the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Rama, and that's the Gra. Again, this is a big topic, but just one source related to this, and that's the tshuva of the Noda Bihuda. Noda Bihuda is a tshuva in Maradur Tinyana Evan Ezra Simonayin Tess, where he was asked by a Talmud of his, Reb David, a Talmud of his, and he says, I got your letter today, halayla zeh higia michtavcha, asher atash shoel, bedvar hashiduch hamedubar legisatcha. There's a shiduch for your gis, right? Your sister-in-law or your brother-in-law, Maybe it's a sister-in-law. Your sister-in-law. In Ben Torah, your sister-in-law is going out with a great guy. V'yachasan. Rak, Shebishas Cholyo, but he had been ill, and they added on a shame, or they changed his name. Hashinu Yishem Shalahu Kishem Avi Abtula. Right? His new name now is the same as the future father-in-law. And is there a problem that the father-in-law and the son-in-law would have the same? And this isn't even his name b'makar. It's the name that it was changed to. Says the Noda Bihuda, Ahuvi Talmidai, Lulei Ahavatcha Ein Darki Lashid Binyanim Ke'elu. I usually don't answer these types of questions. Dvarim She'en Lahem Shorish B'Talmud V'Poskin. Right, things that are extra halachic. The Noda Bihuda says this more than once in his shuvas. It's I don't really answer questions that aren't based on halacha. But I love you too much. I feel close to you, so I have to answer your question. Da talmidi hachaviv v'yudvaram elu halalu chokukim aluach libecha lezikaron. Remember this principle. Put it on your heart. Haklal agadol she'ein l'kol hachachamim she'achar ha-talmud rishus lomar davar negad ha-talmud. The rabbis throughout the generations do not have any power to say anything against the Gemara. And if anybody says anything to go against a tiny little piece of a yud from the Gemara, lo yechashe b'chlal chachmei Yisrael, he's not one of the Balei HaMasorah. He's off the derech. He's out of tradition. You can't argue on the Gemara. V'yamnam, so what do you do when you find a great posek that we think is one of the Balei HaMasorah that says something against the Gemara? You got a problem. V'yamnam, k'sh'anu motzim echad mechachmei Yisrael, hamuchzak b'torah u'biyira, b'li safek. Right, we know somebody who's muchzak with Torah and Yira. Shekasa b'sefer davar asos l'divrei Talmud, and he says write something against the Gemara. Then what do you got to do? You want to say he's not a part of the Chachmei HaMasorah? You don't want to say that. What's the other option? Chayavim ano l'mashchuni nafshin l'taritz dvarav. You have to explain his words. Lo diber rak l'shah. He only meant it for a horah shah, ol mishpacha pratis, or for his family. V'divrei Talmud he malaklau. And the Gemara is about the all of Klal Yisrael, the Chayotzi Bazeh, and where do we find this? Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid has in his will, in his Sava, Dvarim Shekimat Asur Lanu L'Shom Am, things that are you can't say. Ki Omer, he says things against the Gemara. He says you're not allowed to marry your niece, and the Gemara says it's a good thing to marry your niece. He says a father and a son can't marry two sisters, and Rav Papa and a son marry two sisters. He says that two brothers can't marry two sisters, and the Gemara quotes many. Two brothers marry two sisters. And there are many. If the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid really meant this to be for all the Jewish people, you wouldn't be allowed to accept his words. So it must be, he never meant it for Psak Halacha, for all of Klal Yisrael. He saw ki ra baruach hakodesh shizaro lo yatzliach b'zivu gimkeela. He saw with his ruach hakodesh that his family wouldn't have hatzlacha with these pairs. Ubaze ino sosa divriat talmud shehu ala klau v'divriat chassid hu ala prat hachada. Number one, and number two, he says v'oda mina shebalav achi b'shilazu shaltani inkach shash klau v'afil zaro shal chassid. And he says number two, there are other. Hatayrim, number one, this isn't the original name. This is just the name that was added with Shini Hashem. And he says that there are others, and a name can only be added on the bracha and not leklala. And then he quotes other issues as well. And in the second half of the tshuva, he says, and I don't know why people ask me about these tiny little details. Why don't they ask me about halachas, about whether he has yichus, whether he has midos? Okay. Vaita, we continue. So that's Ravina. Amar Rabbi Mana, kol amamodi binifuach shari. So usually we spoke about skinning an animal. You can't skin it in an unusual way, which has a lot of tircha. Before skinning the animal, often they blew up the animal. They blew air into it to make it easier so it's not attached to the meat, to the flesh. So kol amamodi binifuach shari. Two versions of the Gemara. First version. Everyone agrees that doing that on Yontif is okay. L'michbat, but after you blow it up, you hit it so that you separate it from the flesh. Rav Chiya, Rabba, Rav Shiva, Rebbe, that's a machlokas. Chan amar asa v'choron amutar. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbu, in a different version. Kol amei modi l'michbat asar. Everybody agrees that hitting it is an asar. L'minfach, but to blow it up, Rav Chiya, Rabba, Rav Shiva, Rebbe, chan amar asa v'choron amutar. That's a machlokas. Good. Period. Mishnah, ein mashchizin as asakin. One is not allowed to, now we're getting into machshirei ochol nefesh. right? Ochel Nefesh, we had all the limitations on the halachas already. What about the preparatory stages of Ochel Nefesh? So the Mishnah says, that's Aser. You can't do Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. Only Ochel Nefesh is Mutter, not Machshiri. So you have Mashchizan HaSakatan. You're not allowed to sharpen the knife in the normal way on Yontif. Should have done that before Yontif. Avo Masi Al Gabi Chaverta, but you could sharpen one knife on the other. You can't sharpen it with a professional sharpener, but you can do it one on the other. We'll see why. Lo yomar adam latavach. Now also, getting back to the previous discussion, a person can't tell a butcher on Yontif, machar li bediner basar. Could you please sell me a dinar worth of meat? Because you can't mention any prices. Avol shochei vin machal gemeneah. Check it for me, and then you split it up amongst the different customers. But you can't mention price. Emesh kudin zachas sagam amatsi agabe chaverta. Why does the Mishnah say that you're allowed to do it in on a knife to a knife, but you're not allowed to do it? In a fancy sharpener, Amar of Chizda, first day of Rabbi Yehudahi. Oh, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We're going to have in the Gemara Machlokes about Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says Machshiri Ochel Nefesh is allowed too. The Rabbanan say not. Rabbi Yehuda says even Machshiri Ochel Nefesh are allowed, but Rabbi Yehuda says Machshiri are only allowed if you couldn't have done it before Yantif. If you couldn't have done it before Yantif, remember Tosas quoted this against Rashi at the beginning of this parak. But only if you couldn't have done it. So suggests the Rav Chizda, and it's explained by the Charedim here, You sharpening the knife with a real sharpener, that could have been done before Yantif. But in between, you use the knife a couple of times, so it's normal to sharpen it with another knife in between every couple of cuts. So that couldn't have been done before Yantif. So this is exactly Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. You can't sharpen it with a regular sharpener before Yantif because that could have been done before Yantif. But you can sharpen it like Abi Chaverta because that couldn't have done before Yantif. That's one day. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Devar Yakoli. No, Shmuel says our Mishnah is according to everybody. Even according to the Rabbanan, who say that you're not allowed to do Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, would agree that you could do a knife on a knife. Why? Because what are you doing the knife on a knife? You're not really doing it to sharpen it, but you're just trying to get off the grease on the knife, and that's like cleaning the knife. Just cleaning the knife. So if you're just cleaning the knife, so then that wouldn't be a problem, right? Cleaning the knife is not a malacha on Yantif, so that's why it would be allowed. Good. Omer Adam Lechen Vani, a person could say to a storekeeper on Shabbos, Maleli Klizeh, could you please fill up this kli for me? Avalo b'mida, but you can't mention a measure. You can't mention a measure. Could you give me half a cup of whatever? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Maya kli shal mida lo yamalan. Rabbi Yehuda says, not only you can't measure, you can't say it, but you can't use a kli with a measure on it. Sounds like it's more chamor than the Tanakama. According to one version. Again, according to one shot, Tanakhama says you can't mention it for a believer. Yehuda says you can't even use it without mentioning it. One time, Shaul ben Bitnus he filled up his measurings on Erev Yantif. And he gave it to his buyers on Yantif. Oh, so you see, that's a raya, that you can't use even the kli of measuring on Yantif. Abishal Omer, af, adding the word af b'moed osakein. No, even on Chol HaMoed he did that. Even on Chol HaMoed, he didn't do more than that. Even on weekday, he did that. Why? His behavior is not a raya to what's allowed or not allowed on Yantif. His issue was because mitzui hamidos, the draining of the midos. What does that mean? When Shaul ben Bitnus used to sell oil, a barrel of oil to someone, but if he sold, sometimes there was some drips left in the barrel. So he was choshes that he was stealing if he didn't give them everything and there were some drips left in the barrel. So overnight, he used to hold the barrel upside down and have it drip out. So all the last drips would drain out. So that was his reason for his behavior, not because of Hilchas Yantif. So therefore, you can't bring a raya from that story. Okay, we'll have to stop here.